This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in not-so-sunny Miami, Florida. It's, you know, looking at the skylight, we can see a little blue up there.
Yeah, I can see some blue, more blue than I've seen in New York. So.
Yeah, we had thunderstorms yesterday, so yeah. But anyhow, we're here at Sunshine PHP, one of my favorite conferences. Comes around every February. And my guest is Mr. Daniel Cousineau. Did I say
yes,
that right?
That was correct.
Awesome.
Better than anybody else that works at my company.
Well, it was a crapshoot, you know.
Yeah, you know what?
I took a shot at it.
Apparently they're not
going to crapshoot. And I should say that we are here with Mr. Don Daniel Cousineau Johnson, because you are part of the Sunshine Vice team, decked out in your linen suit and your salmon shirt. Sarah did explain to me that on a guy it's salmon, on a girl it's pink. So, yeah. But, and that's been a running joke and been a hilariously funny watch you and Jerry McCullough run around.
A joke. This has been serious.
I've seen that your picture has made the slide decks of several of the talks already. So, but anyhow, you are very active up in the New York area, in Queens, in the JavaScript community. So let's talk a little bit about what you're doing there.
So I started I co-founded with my partner Sarah Garecki the Queens.js meetup group, primarily because I started going to Brooklyn.js and Manhattan.js, and great meetup groups in the New York City area, and the interest in the community is so large that these meetup groups, like Brooklyn.js, sells out all their tickets in 10 minutes. They're like $15 a ticket, 10 minutes. They sell out. Manhattan.js, $10 a ticket. They sell out over a few days. So obviously there was interest, and there were a lot of Queens people that were like, there's nothing in Queens. They've got to go all the way into Manhattan or Brooklyn to go to these meetup groups. So started Queens.js, and we've had an extremely good turnout. We just, before I came up to Sunshine on Wednesday, we had our 7th meetup.
Wow.
Sold out.
Now, how many is a sold-out crowd?
For us, 50. The venue can only seat about 50.
No, that's still good. I wasn't dissing on that. I was just curious as to the numbers. Now, is there any truth to the rumor that you started it simply so that you could get tickets to Brooklyn.js?
That's about 70% truth and 30% half-truth.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, you do
because
the math.
Because the organizers of all the JS groups in the area share tickets. So
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Now... since I'm not familiar with the JavaScript community that much, how does it differ from the PHP community? What does your meetups look like?
So I'll be first to say that I'm still learning the JavaScript community, having spent so many years in the PHP community, but it's interesting. I don't want to say that the attention spans are shorter, but the JavaScript community, the meetups tend to feature a larger number of speakers with shorter talks. So like our meetup format is 3 20-minute talks.
Okay.
Brooklyn.js is 5 10-minute talks. And that extends into the few JavaScript conferences I've gone to. It's something very similar. The talks are much shorter. They like to have a brief overview of a large number of things so that they can talk about it afterwards, as opposed to PHP meetup groups, which are typically a long, in-depth discussion on one topic.
Yes. They do tend to be that. And, you know, I find that interesting because... I see the same thing in WordPress. WordCamps and things like that are all 30-minute talks, or you're expected to present 30 minutes and then have 15-minute Q&A or something like that. They all want very short. They're not like what we do at PHP conferences, where you literally are looking for hour-long talks.
And to be fair, the WordPress and the JavaScript communities overlap, it feels like, more than the WordPress and PHP communities.
Would not
sometimes
surprise me, yeah.
Some of the notable figures in the NYC JavaScript scene, Jen Schiffer in particular, is very
I've
active.
I've met Jen. I won't say I know her, but I've met her.
Awesome, awesome person, but she's very active with the WordPress people. So
excellent. Yeah, I saw her at WordCamp San Francisco. Yeah, ran into her and recognized her from your you had retweeted her several times. Yeah. And
I write off the coattails of her hilariousness.
We all do. We all have people that we do that. Mm-hmm. Because it's just incredibly difficult to be that funny all the time. So.
Pretty much.
And it's impossible for me to be that funny at all. So. But
I will neither agree nor disagree.
But yeah, and matter of fact, I think I talked to her about being a part of Nomad.js, being a speaker on that. But I've got to turn. I've actually got to tell Jordan now that I've invited her. So, but give us an example of a talk that stuck out in your mind with the Nomad.js people. With the Queens.js.
So we've had quite a few good ones. Some different people bringing in some interesting talks. Phil Sturgeon's new boss, Juan Pablo, gave a talk on expanding the community in Colombia. But another one that I'm particularly fond of was Moria Cuvarez.
Okay.
I think I may have butchered her last name. But she gave a talk. She co-founded a charitable organization called ScriptEd, which teaches underserved high schools coding classes, like as an after-school thing. And she gave a talk on teaching kids to fail, which is all about her experiences. She started teaching in West Philadelphia. And I struggle so hard to say she started teaching in West Philadelphia, comma, born and raised. It's such a struggle not to say that. The struggle is real. But then she moved to New York, and she started teaching in some more affluent schools in New York. And so she kind of got to see. And one of the things she learned about these kids, and like she background is in teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, coding is obviously the future, so I should learn that so I can teach the kids that. And so she's teaching the kids that. And one of the things she noticed is when you learn coding, you learn by failing a lot, by messing up your program, and why did this break? That's how we all learned.
Absolutely.
I did something, it broke. But she talks about these kids from underserved schools. One of the things she noticed is not that they have difficulty picking up the material. It's that they're terrified of failing because of their backgrounds and because of where they are at in life.
Mm-hmm.
They have kind of an ingrained fear of failure because in their world, failure is permanent.
Yeah.
In my world growing up, failure was just whatever. You'll get back up. So
yeah.
It's really fascinating. Liked it enough, we actually, I talked her into coming down to Texas to give that as a longer form keynote for Lone Star PHP.
Wow, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's use that as a segue. And
that was an excellently not planned at all segue.
Not at all. You are one of the original founders of Lone Star PHP.
One of the original organizers.
Organizers.
I say founder, but the first year I wasn't exactly involved as an organizer, just a speaker.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. But you still are active in the organization,
mm-hmm.
even though you have moved to that faraway land, New York.
Yes.
So, okay. The land of sturgeon.
Yeah, the land of... well, when sturgeon's actually allowed in the country.
Well, that's true, yeah. But that's a whole other story.
That's a much longer... I don't think you have enough recording space.
No. But talk to us a little bit about Lone Star. Are you excited about this year?
I'm excited about every year. It mm-hmm. gets better and better because we learn every year. We learn the things that we did in the past year that we didn't like. We always find something new that we fix it. Like...
Mm-hmm.
I think last year we finally hit that perfect formula for the after party and just kind of getting that community feel.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it was moving to April when it's not like 100 and holy crap degrees
yes. uh-huh.
outside. But also like we learned over the, like one of the interesting things we learned is you can't delay the start of your after party at all
mm-hmm.
because you'll lose all the locals. If you give them,
oh, yeah.
you think to yourself, oh, I'm going to give them time to go put their stuff up and then come back. Nope, they
Ooh.
Never come back.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've kind of done this really good mix. I posted about it on Medium, particularly in concerns with how can you have alcohol at an event and mm-hmm. then still have it not be about the alcohol. But, you know, we managed to hit a perfect mix. And so I'm really excited to kind of repeat that formula again this year and just kind of continue to improve. We've also expanded to 3 days now.
Oh, nice.
So we have a dedicated tutorial day.
Okay.
We brought back the foundations training. That was a
huge hit. Now, Davey Shafiq runs that.
So, yeah, so this year we brought in Elizabeth Smith.
Oh, wow.
So Elizabeth Smith is doing an overhaul of the curriculum.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Davey did a good job last year, but Elizabeth Smith is just really passionate
about
it. Oh, yeah,
no,
you're
pulling out the big guns. Liz is core, so.
Yeah, no, so we brought her, and Davey's still coming down. We've got Davey and Michelle, and they're all part of the team. So we're going to have, like, four people in the room at all times as a part of the education. We've just got all Elizabeth is doing really is simplifying and slimming down because we learned some lessons.
There
were, that was their first time giving the that curriculum. And
yeah,
so.
Actually, afterwards, at the after party, I was talking with Davey, and he was just basically brain dumping some of the things that they learned. And, you know, that was one of the things he said is, you know, we made a couple missteps here. We shouldn't have tried to teach this.
But
and
we were
streamlining it.
So. We were utterly surprised. Like, we added that because there were people that were asking for basic stuff. And so we just decided kind of a little bit on a whim, like, let's do this. Let's do this thing. And maybe we'll sell. Maybe hopefully we'll get at least 5-10 people in there so it's not embarrassingly empty.
Mm-hmm.
That room packed solid.
Wow.
It was insane. So, like, this year, like I said, we've got a completely separate day. So we're doing regular PHP-style 3-hour tutorials. Mm-hmm. The foundations, which is all day.
Yeah.
And then by the time we get close to the conference, what we'll hopefully have is a we'll let the educators do it, but like a curated list of these are the topics that the first day topics that people from foundations we suggest you hit these. But
oh, very nice.
We got a it really looking forward to it this year, expanding to 3 days, and then we've added a third track as well. So now it's 3-track instead of 2-track conference. So.
Very cool. Well, I've got to wrap this up, but I want to thank you for being a part of this. The same question I ask everybody, what's your local user group and what's the URL?
My local user group is QueensJS.
Okay.
The URL is QueensJS.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're also on Meetup, which you can find us there, or Twitter at Queens_JS.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for everything that you continue to do for the PHP community. Thank you for being part of both communities and not just deciding you're going to go one or the other. And I really feel like I need to have Jan Hammer playing us out here, you know, with the theme. But thank you for making Sunshine just a little more whimsical.
Thank you very much for having me on. I'm glad to finally be on.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.